Meet you out in the cemetery.
Beaver Believers Unite. Pro-Rionic Children of the Night. Do not attempt to change the channel or the pond water you swim in.
Beaver believers out there, welcome to another edition of the Timely Beaver, coming to you today once again from, you guessed it, Beaverton, Oregon. And with us again is
Dave from California. What's up, people? What's up, Ted?
What's up, world? How y'all doing? Dave, how you been?
Good, Ted. How about you?
I'm doing all right.
Awesome.
Hanging in there.
Very good.
Yes, we started off this show with a three-way, but we had to cut it short because
we had to pull out.
Yeah, we had to pull out before we burst all over the place.
Yeah.
But
this is her first three-way, so she didn't want to go any further. So.
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be our buddy Kevin, who was on the previous two shows ago, I believe. It was the 21st, his birthday, Kevin. And, well, he was, I thought, up on iChat with us, but it turned out it was his roommate, Annie. So, guess what? Annie got a surprise phone call from me and Dave and didn't know what the hell she was doing.
But she freaked out.
Yeah, she did, but it was still fun anyways for her.
Yeah,
it
was.
Yeah, anyways, thanks, MJ, for...
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, that was funny.
Good times.
Good times indeed. So, what have you been up to recently, Dave? Doing anything fun with yourself?
No, not really. Nothing that anyone would find, really amusing or fun or anything. So just, looking for the next employer, the next company I'm applying for. So
once again, any of you out there who fly, send contact us at timelybeaver@gmail.com.
Let us know if you need a pilot.
Yes, grade A pilot. He's flown me to South Africa to smuggle chimpanzees back to the States to sell on the black market for paws come Halloween time.
And don't forget, I took you to Antarctica to get all the penguins.
March of the Penguins it is.
Oh, great movie. Great.
Oh, did you see it?
Yes, very, very good movie. Excellent.
Well, that's good to hear. I was kind of wondering.
That was probably one of the best movies of this year, actually. So... This summer, I think, and man, it was great. The way they got footage and everything, and the penguins go literally. I mean, they stand in -50 degree or -80 degree temperatures in order to have the chance to reproduce. You know, to have offspring, and some of them don't make it. Some of them have have the egg, and then they have to keep warm because if the egg goes in too long, then it'll pretty much freeze up, and they have to exchange it between the male and the female, and sometimes if they miss, then the egg will fall on the ground and it'll die right there. But all they go through for that, there's just no guarantees. So really, really good movie, though. It's really sad, but I recommend that highly. So
wow,
go check it out.
That's really fascinating. I think I'll wait till it comes out on a DVD.
Yeah, that's another thought. So
I'm just not a big movie goer, as we know. I think talked about the last movie I saw in the theater back on the first Timely Beaver.
Which one was it? What was the last one you saw in the theater?
Last show I saw in the theater was Star Wars Episode 3.
Oh, Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah, because I figured that was one I had to see in the movie theater.
Yeah, I was not particularly... it was good.
But yeah, it was all right.
I still say in my ranking is still Empire Strikes Back number one. I'd probably put Revenge of the Sith or Star Wars as tied for number two. And then number four would probably be... I don't know. Probably Return of the Jedi, number four. And then the last two pieces of garbage that Lucas made. Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clone left much to be desired.
Oh, wait. You know, after seeing episode one, I was almost willing never to see episode two.
Yep, but...
I wanted to... I'm sure a lot of people out there are in agreement when I say Jar Jar is the worst character in history. Worse than Towly.
No, that is Towly. Oh, man. I don't know. Towly's a good... Towly's great. I think Towly's a great character. But Jar Jar is just annoying, and I mean, I don't know what Lucas was thinking, but, you know, it was just a bad concept. Sorry, obviously... he just had to go with it, and I mean, he came back in the second episode, but I don't know.
And then the second episode too, it just drug on like these chase scenes, and there was no dialogue, and that's something that still the third one I think lacked was a good amount of dialogue and character building.
Yeah, I know, I agree. I was not particularly. I mean, it was good, and I guess it pretty much met my expectations. But after seeing Empire. Back. I mean, you know, like when I was a little kid, I saw it in theater, and like it was good, but I didn't realize how good it was until I got older, you know. And when you're a little kid, you like your favorite movies, Return of the Jedi, you know. But I don't know, in retrospect, I think my ranking it'll probably be Empire number one, and then tied for two, the first one, and Revenge of the Sith, so
definitely,
yeah. So, but.
From March of the Penguins to Star Wars, we are your new Siskel and Ebert.
Yes.
Copyright, trademark, pending.
Two thumbs up for March of the Penguins, one thumb
two
up.
Two thumbs up your ass.
One thumb up, one thumb down for Sith, I'll say.
That's a one thumb up the dick hole. that hurts.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
You know it.
Not that... No, I don't, actually, but I would not... I want to know that.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, last night, I had... me and Emily had a little case of insomnia last night. And we couldn't sleep. So we decided that about 11 o'clock, we're like, all right, stop tossing and turning. Actually, she said something to me when I got out of bed. She's like, where are you going? I'm like, I can't sleep. I'm tossing and turning. So I was going to come in here and do something on the computer, who knows what, but something to kind of wear me out. But instead she's like, we have very limited television here without cable. So brand spanking new to our ass is South Park. And I've seen, you know, probably about 20 South Parks, but now our public station is playing two episodes of South Park at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
Night.
That's the same channel that has The Simpsons.
Yes. So I was like, oh, yeah? So she's like, let's watch South Park. I'm like, fuck yeah. So we turn on the TV and we both get up and watch South Park in bed until she fell asleep during, I think it was speaking of The Simpsons, the second one was the one that The Simpsons did it. Simpsons already did it.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
So that was great with the sea monkeys and the seamen. And
yeah, that was good. Simpsons did it. I remember that episode.
Yeah, so that was on, and then I watched a little David Letterman before I could fall asleep. But
yeah.
All in all, life's good. So that's kind of humorous that you brought up The Simpsons. Same channel The Simpsons are on. There you go.
Yep.
A little contrast to where I was going and what you were saying. And look at how they mesh beautifully.
Oh,
just like these three musicians that are playing for us today here in the Timely Beaver Studios.
Yes, we have a good some band that we've been following for a while, right, Ted?
Oh yes, we have Propagandhi, and so I am so excited to be playing them. And remember, check them out at propagandhi.com, and that's propagandhi.com. And here they are with their song, Dad, You Need More Shit.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
All right. Da Juded Moshiet, because none of us speak German here. Enjoy, everyone. Song comes off of their brand new album, which just came out, I believe, earlier this month. So that's an exciting treat for us here and for all of you out there on the internet world.
Very good. Yeah, I have one of their CDs, one of his CDs way back. So I can't even remember what it's called, but that was when I was going through my major, major punk phase.
Right on. Nothing wrong with that.
Nope. Not at all.
So. Well, I have some funny stories about the last couple days. I've been writing down so I don't forget for the show.
Yeah.
But writing down fucking funny shit that I see when I'm taking mass transit here around Portland, Oregon. And I have seen some of the funniest shit recently. And usually I just talk about people pushing and shoving and stuff like that and people in spandex. But, oh, I got some good ones.
Really?
Oh, this is hilarious. So I saw this kid. And you could tell that, you know, when you're probably, I'm guessing he was about 13, that transitional phase where you try to understand, you know, who you are and where you fit in and just really exploring yourself, you know, as you become a teenager. And this kid had like gold chains, you know, the, you know, basketball jersey, the, you know, whatever, you know, nice fancy $50 watch on his arm or something like that.
Yeah.
Basically, he had a lot of the bling bling on him. And it was hilarious because he had these diamond, I mean, like filled with diamonds. But they were, you know, that Air Jordan symbol of Michael Jordan jumping in the air that's on the back of shoes.
Yeah.
And I'm standing here on one leg kind of mimicking the pose.
I wish so I could see that.
Oh, yeah. It's priceless. So anyways, but they were diamond Air Jordan earrings this kid had.
Yeah,
I was just like, my goodness, I did not know you could get those for one. And two, do you know how lame you look as a male with those in your ear?
Did he have both ears first?
Yes, and they both had Air Jordans too.
Come on.
I was just like, man, that kid's screaming that he needs help or needs to be beat up.
Oh, man.
I'm not sure what. But then there's this, and then there's this other guy. This kid was really funny too. He was probably more like 15, 16. You know, he had his hat turned sideways, you know, kind of pulled down, but he had this Slim Shady sweatshirt on, like Slim Shady Limited or something, whatever. Eminem's fashion labels. But he had this really gigantic, thick, I mean, this is like old school thick yellow chain, like industrial size material here to tow your car by. But yeah, this yellow chain link coming down into a big lock, like a big master lock padlock.
What?
Around his waist. It was like hanging down around his belt buckle. Not trying to laugh, but I just had to turn away because he just looked so ridiculous, like something straight out of the 80s with a clock around his. Remember that fad back in the 80s, Dave, where people had those like big thick chains with like clocks? Yeah, it was basically like that, but he had a big old master lock padlock down there. And then there's this other lady who had no eyebrows. Her eyebrows were pulled off. So she drew in these gigantic, whopping hoops of eyebrows, these thick or thin black lines with a blue or a green line underneath it, so it looked like she had four eyebrows.
Oh my gosh.
And then she had blue MAC makeup on under that. It was just scary.
That is scary.
And then there's the Silent But Deadly. And for all of you who don't know what Silent But Deadly is,
I think
that's when you fart silently, but then it ends up stinking up the entire. You know, you could like leave one in the hall as you're walking to class, like you just let it go, nobody hears it, but then you leave and it just stinks up the hall. Well, they did that on the light rail, and it was just so odorous that I almost teared up and had to get off the train.
No. Oh man, that's bad when people rip them on the. Oh man, that's bad, especially with a crowded train. You know that.
So do not feel sorry for me taking public transit because I don't have a car. But.
No, you know, I mean, you save how much every month, and not only a car insurance, gas plus, you know, maintenance plus everything else. So
I assume I save about $500 a month.
Yeah, I would probably say about right. So now, are you gonna get a hybrid, or what are you gonna do, Ted?
I'm gonna wait out. Because I don't like the way car manufacturers are producing cars. As I've watched since I've been able to drive at 16, I've watched gas mileage on standard production cars go down with each year.
Yep.
And I'm like, why? Why is it going down? And then gas prices going up, and I'm like, well, our new luxury line gets 39 or, you know, I don't know, whatever, 22 miles for the gallon. I'm like, wait a minute, my old car was getting 35, and it was 10 years old. Why did I lose 15 miles a gallon?
I know. But
so I'm just waiting for the green machine to kind of kick into effect where biodiesel or hybrid kind of becomes more efficient, and then I'll probably go out and buy a car. So I'm going to hold off as long as I can, but
that's cool.
I'm guessing maybe I'll last another year max before I want to go out and purchase another vehicle.
That's fine. By then, that will give you some time to maybe save some money up and just kind of think and see what's out there. And also, like, the hybrid prices are going to come way down.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they are. I'm seeing more and more of them all the time on the road. And we have biodiesel at several of the pumps around town, and people make their own and sell it. So
yeah,
it's a big thing here in the Northwest. I'm just waiting for it to kind of gear up a little bit more and things to kind of become a wee bit more standardized.
Yeah, that will happen nationwide soon. So, but I don't know. The one good thing about this whole incredible surge in gas prices is that people are starting to shut away from Ford Excursions and Explorers and, you know, what is it, the Escalades, all that stuff. People are saying, you know what, I don't want to pay a pretty penny a pump, so I'm going to get something that's fuel efficient. And so in a way, it's kind of, you know, these increasing gas prices have been beneficial to the environment. You know, people are still going to pay a lot for gas. I mean, if gas were $20 a gallon, people would pay $20 a gallon, but they're not going to buy cars.
Yeah.
That are getting, 15, 20 miles to the gallon. So, people aren't stupid. So they're seeing, if gas is going to keep going up, let's get something that's, at least going to be, beneficial to, at the pump. So in a weird way, this turned out to be kind of almost a blessing in disguise.
It definitely did. And I can't wait to hear or see what happens, what comes out of all this fruition. But anyways, on to something else here. Let's take a time out or a pause in the conversation, if you will, for an original Timely Beaver sketch. This one comes to us today from some unknown date, but the original 10 shows, the original Timely Beaver set. And here with our skit is Meg's List.
This is Things Found on Meg's List, July 8th, 2005. You should not be curvaceous, whimsical, decorated, or romantic. You should have no torrid affairs to speak of. You can't dance. You can barely function. Essentially, you are nothingness. But you have, the ability to respond. Hopefully with something blank and meaningless. Activities include sitting around or thinking, but no doing. You have a fair complexion and no hang-ups about anybody else. Your dreams are in color and you remember everything about them, with no need to write the details down. Nothing happens in between dreaming and waking. You have plain gray hair, or ideally a mix of black and white. I prefer a barely strand. Your favorite meal is a mineral or going on a diet. Your voice is flat and rarely used. You have all your teeth, but they are dry and straight. Some of your favorite activities are walking in the water along the beach. Do not walk on the beach itself, or hiking the brambles of the forest. Don't you dare walk the paths. You have an amazing history of never having dated before, and you have never kissed a man, woman, child, animal, or arm. Your life consists of nothingness. Once again, this was Things Found on Meg's List.
So, Dave, are you gearing up for the big Halloween spectacular?
Yes, I am, Ted. I don't know what I'm going to be yet.
Oh, you don't know what you're going to be for Halloween yet?
I'm thinking about maybe being a mariachi. Buy a big, big, humongous black mustache and get a big sombrero or whatever, like a big black hat. Just have my acoustic guitar around my neck. I'm thinking about doing that. So
I like that idea. That's a very good idea.
Yeah, so go buy. I don't know where I can get a mustache. I have to find the whole getup, but that'd be kind of cool. I was thinking about that. Last year I was a 70s dude. I bought this afro So it was like neck hair and like wore sunglasses and these 70s pants and, you know, just pretty much, I don't know what kind of shoes I wore, but like I went the whole route, like whole 9 yards, everything. Like, it was funny. It was really, really funny. So good times though.
Good times indeed. Shall, since we're on Halloween, let us break in to another ghost story. Yes, Condoleezza Rice.
George Bush will get indicted.
So we hope.
Dick Cheney's going to jail.
So we pray. Amen.
Oh, man. Yep, that's funny. Carl Rove.
Okay, let us begin.
Here's the ghost story.
There was an old woman, an old woman, as I will say. There was an old woman who had no family still living. Her only friend was a little white dog who went everywhere with her, with one exception. The dog loved the fireplace in the winter, and after the old woman went to bed, he would sometimes go lie in front of the warm coals. Usually, though, the dog slept at the very edge of the bed on a throw rug. The woman wouldn't allow the dog on the bed with her, but if she ever became frightened or had a nightmare, she would put her hand down to the little white dog and let him lick it, reassuring her. One night, the woman was reading her newspaper just before going to sleep. She shivered and pulled her comforter up around her as she read about a mental patient who had wandered off from a nearby hospital. No one knew if the patient was dangerous or not. He was a suspect in murders of several women who lived alone. The woman turned out the lights and tried to sleep, but she was frightened, and she tossed and turned. Finally, she reached down to where the little white dog slept. Sure enough, a warm, wet tongue began to lick her hand. The woman felt reassured and safe, and left her hand dangling off the bed as she turned and settled in comfortably. She opened her eyes for a moment and looked through the door down into the living room. There, in front of the fireplace, sat a little white dog, gazing at the coals and wagging its tail. Down beside her bed, something was still licking her hand.
Huh? Well, speaking of Halloween stories, Ted, we got our big one coming up. Our big.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking we got it. I have several really freaky deaky ghost stories, and I think we'll just tell really personal ones next time and really get the atmosphere going, if you will.
Yep.
But yes, I can't wait for that.
It is going to be scary.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is indeed.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
And taking another swift turn in topic is Propagandi, brought to us again by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. And here once again is Propagandi with Back to the Motor League.
I like to party fucking hard. I like my rock and roll the same. Don't give a fuck if I burn out. Don't give a fuck if I fade away. Back to the Motor League with me. Before I'm forced to face the wrath of a well-defined public who live vicariously through tortured artist contracts for punching much of pablum. Back to the Motor League I go. Once thought I drew a lucky hand, turned out to be a live grenade. Oh my god, holy shit. Play acting anarchists and mommy's little skinheads. Death with a single fence and winners from the straight edge. Fuck off, who cares? I'd rather highlight triptychs than listen to your bullshit. Fuck off, who cares? About your stupid things, your shitty scenes, the strong men you build up to burn never ceases to amaze. And as I'm suffering of perfection, reminds me of my own race. Rejoice, my own dead is the real. Mouth feet, eating hats, teeny balls. Small books, drunken brawls. fists in the air. Like father likes the rebels, put it on corn, M&M's and biscuits. Right here, a prayer. Take back your Andy Grandma's cruise and fair weather politics. Go dry
my hair
and stick me on a 10 speed. Back to the motor. Life is just a popularity contest. This is just a feeling to perform within a framework of obedience. Just as the champion, courage, I get my best selling shoes. I'll fetch a cap with silence and competing messages. Rounding up the jacket edges.
Dave, oh man, I just want to bang my head all night long listening to that stuff.
Yep, man. I'd love going to those shows back in the 90s, you know, we used to go and we saw some good bands back then. I remember in the last podcast we talked about, like, you know, seeing, like, the Gutter Punks and the fights and stuff, but, you know, we saw some pretty good shows that day, you know. Most of them were free, too, so.
Well, I remember shows, too, back then were, like, $4, $7 to see these, you know, bands.
And... yeah, I remember at the Edge, I think it was called the Edge in Palo Alto, they had that, like, the birthday party there in, like, Granite Path and that band. They opened.
Oh, yeah.
Nicole's brother was in that band. And
yes, he was.
Yeah, they were the first act, and then Kindred went on. And then, like, you know, more and more, like, Monkey, I think, was on there, and then the main attraction was Salmon. Remember that band?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. Good.
Good times. We'll have to
What was that, Ted?
Oh, we'll have to actually have a show where we talk about all just all the bands that we've seen. Because I know in high school I've at least saw 400 bands. I used to go to those all day, all weekend shows.
Oh yeah,
just see everyone who was anyone in the music scene at the time, and all the little local bands who some of them have now grown up to become, you know, quite famous in their own right. And
yeah. It's true. I mean, they've all, like, I don't know what's happened to member bands like Cookie and, like, the Ricardos, and who else do we see? Mr. T Experience. They're cool. I remember we played them on a show a couple, I don't know, many podcasts ago.
Yes, but, many
moons ago. But yeah, they were cool. I mean, but there's just, like, a lot of those bands. Like, you think about all this, the talent that was in the Bay Area, you know, back in the 90s. I mean, that sound is what's popular now. You know, Simple Plan, Fall Out Boy, to a lesser extent, My Chemical Romance. Kind of that, like, that sort of poppy, kind of cheese dick sound. That's what's really popular right now. And I mean, My Chemical Romance is okay, but they're not, like, the energy isn't there like it was in the old punk bands. I mean, like the Swing Nutters and like Suicide Machines. I mean, that's good stuff. You know? So.
Oh yeah, definitely is.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should be wrapping up this show here.
And okay,
but
then.
First, let's dip into the old timelybeaver@gmail.com bag.
Okay.
And pull out a phone call message sent to us by an anonymous caller. And here it is.
Hey, 1-2 Silver Spoon. We're at Cowboy now after a night of going to the Brewfest. Yeah, we spent a lot of tokens there, but we're trying to eat food and sober up. But I still see dimples showing, so we know it's not that be that drunk. Anyways, I'm glad you guys are on the air because I love you. From P-Town, you're the shit. All right, bye-bye.
You gotta love that, and I'd like to see more of those coming in, so feel free to contact us. Our phone number, our comment line, if you will, is 206-222-2328. That's 206-222-BEEV, as in Beaver Believer. And you can also write us an email at timelybeaver@gmail.com. And remember, you can find today's band and much more information at timelybeaver.com. And don't forget to check out propagandhi.com. That's propagandhi.com.
Yeah, we have to thank our musical guest today. Thank you, Propagandhi.
Yes, thank him indeed, because thank you for making great music that we can all enjoy, because spreading the wealth is awesome.
Yep, even the kid that had the Air Jordan diamond earrings would like that, though.
Yes, I'm not sure. He might be into a little bit more Suge Knight music or something.
Yeah, maybe he's more into that. But, you know, I appreciate all styles of music and all genres. So, you know, I like some of that, some of the hip-hop scenes too. But not a lot of people that listen to hip-hop listen to punk too. So
that is true.
Yeah, so, but yeah, good show today, Ted.
Good show, Dave, and thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Ted, and everyone have a good night.
All right, I just got an audio back from her. Oh, she's not joining it.
What's that?
Oh, Annie?
Hello?
Hello?
What is going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh my god, I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, that you're doing everything that you need to be doing right now. So hey, how's it feel to be live over the internet?
Great, I can barely hear though.
Well, turn the volume up.
I don't even know how to turn up the volume.
There should be a little, one of those F keys should have a little speaker on it.
Okay. Talk to me.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, we have with the... So, Annie, this is Dave. Dave, say hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Oh, fine. What am I doing?
Well, you're going to be participating in an internet show. Is that all right with you? takes about half hour of your time. People from all over the world hear you. I think we're listened to in about 18 countries.
Yeah, we got an email from England the other day.
Okay.
You don't have to do this if you don't
want to. Yeah, if you don't want to do it, no worries.
I really don't want to.
All right. Well, that's fine. We'll let you go then.
Okay.
What?
Hello.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye.
That's still going on the show.